seconds, but someone in my family, my sister Mara, had COVID.
My beautiful angel.
We all contacted her, so I could have had it, but I got tested on pause.
Is there an S?
Hold on, let me tell you the story.
I was making fun. I was just
you
curious.
Know exactly what it says. Hold on.
No, there's supposed to be an S. My tab, bro. For kill shame. The typo.
So we rented a porno. We snuck it back into the basement.
Yeah.
Phil knew from the jump.
How do you
know? We weren't very secretive.
You guys probably went in quiet.
We were probably all like, and I remember my sister and a couple of her friends were there too. They were like in high school, so they knew what was up too. Everybody was having a good laugh. Everyone knew. As soon as we walked in, they knew. And my dad was like, what'd you guys rent?
Oh,
and
I
lied. And he was like, oh, nice. I'll watch it with you.
Was it on?
He was like, oh, great. I'll come down
was
and watch
it. Was it on the card? Like, how do they know?
I don't know how they knew.
You guys are just being weird, probably.
Yeah, we were being weirdos.
Oh.
And he was like, I'll come downstairs and watch it. And of course, I was like, no, you don't have to, Dad. Thanks, though. Like, no, that's cool, but thanks. Like, trying so
you guys
hard.
Had that thing.
And like, they knew. And then he came down. Admit, like, I was like tearing up, like I had to put it in the VCR, and in front of all my friends, he sat there, and I remember the first scene was a lady showering just right away. She was like, and it was one of those, it was a softcore porn, so it was like a lady like talking, you know what I mean, like
up.
The inner monologue while she's like soaping up.
Fuck.
And my dad was like, "What the hell is this?" And I remember crying and running up the steps. My fucking dad made him. They made me do it. And then running up the steps.
Holy fuck.
Yeah.
Who'd you run up to? Did you run up to?
I just ran up to my room for a minute.
Oh, that's cool.
I thought I was going to be in so much trouble. I was in zero trouble.
Softcore is a nice
saving grace. I was just publicly humiliated.
I mean,
and that was my punishment. That was my punishment.
I was in the living room. She was like,
Sosa or McGuire?
Sosa was in there. Slamming Sarah was in there. Slamming Sarah is recovering from some surgery, so she's had a lot of couch time. She's in the early lead.
She charged up farts on the couch.
Well, it's the summer of home runs.
Yeah.
It's the summer of my sister's knocking them out of the park. And I'm keeping track. I pretend there's a count. Yeah,
oh,
which is even more funny because they're like, when are you talking? They get like upset. Like, what are you talking about?
Have you heard
about
a single fart?
They have not farted once. But, you know, you got to lie about it. So Phil threw the gauntlet down. Sosa was hyped immediately.
Oh,
immediately. He's like, you have to do it or you're a pussy. He's slamming Sarah. Sosa was claimed it. Dude, watching Fart McGuire, there was just a 30 for 30 on Fart McGuire and Sarah Sosa, and it's so fucking funny. Sarah's more the outgoing personality one. Fart McGuire is all business. Fart McGuire is fucking jacked. It's so funny. Sarah Sosa is more of a showman.
Oh my God.
It's so funny to call your sisters that.
Especially when they finally fart in front. How often do your sisters
never,
fart in front of you?
Like, made an effort to not.
Yeah, my
which
sisters
is crazy,
never fart.
I do nothing but fart in front of them.
That's what I'm saying, dude. Our dinner table is like we fart. If I go to family dinner, it's a fart.
Fact. Sosa was watching me literally record farts and send them to my friends in the group chat. And this bad boy broke out.
Oh, you got it going? You said I had bitch hips before too, for the record.
Well, the hips got me, dude. I passed that on to you. Bitch hips is the meanest thing you can call another man. I told you this before. I remember when I was once it was Fart McGuire, dude, and Slamming Sarah. They got me
with bitch hips.
They were on the couch. I was laying on the floor in front of the TV. And I was laying on my side. Like a swimsuit model. My bitch hips.
You're like a male bikini model.
Yes, and my bitch hips were very pronounced, I guess.
Oh.
And Slamming Sarah and Fart McGuire just had a field day on me. It was just, they were just taking turns. But bitch hips, yeah.
I mean, dude, the psychological warfare endured from two older sisters is, I can't imagine it, dude. Because it's like, I just got beat up by my older brothers and that was the end of it. They were like, you're fucking gay. And I was like, I don't think I'm gay.
Yeah.
But all right, guys, I appreciate if you didn't say that.
I got called gay throughout.
Yeah, but girls are like really good at tearing
and
you
they
up.
Were yeah, and they were they knew what was tearing men apart that were 6 or 7 years older than me because that's how old they were.
Jesus, man.
So I was getting hit with like, you know,
advanced
what do like college dudes hate getting called while I was in like fifth grade? Like, wait, what?
What'd they give you?
I mean, bitch hips was a rough one.
Yeah, it's thunder thighs.
Thunder thighs is so funny.
I still
thunder thighs and bitch hips.
This should be called Thunder Thighs and Bitch Hips Secret Podcast. Also jerking off, so this was kind of like a skull and bone situation,
which is really disgusting to think about. Sosa and Mark, Sosa and Fart getting after it, but you know
that's why you're counting their farts now. They were counting your beats, dude. You're at a perfect 500 for the spring.
I had a hell of a summer that year. I destroyed Maris's old record.
I still to this day, every now and again, like we're talking about you jerking off, and I have to confront the reality. This is America does not want to confront the reality of our dads jerking off like once every month, I guess. Our dad's 60, still cranking. What have to?
I had to confront that at the laser tag.
True.
When I saw Phil's cum jeans.
When he had the cum jeans.
And I was like, wait, dads can't cum. I was like, this must be old jeans. Nope.
Yeah, man. Every now and again, for every listener, you know, you just saw your dad. Maybe you haven't seen him in a while. You went home and saw him. They're starting to get a little old. Still jerking off.
They're still J&O.
Have to.
Maybe
even once a year. Imagine that, J&O.
It's good. Yeah.
Because I've been, God bless me for now, I've been off the porn, which is just, you know, it's personal choice. No, I'm not judging anybody.
You'll fall.
Well, that's the thing. I'm going to start doing
it. I'm going to tweet when you fall.
I'll let you know. But, dude, the problem is I've been so, I'm like so ingrained in my day right now. That I just won't jerk off at all. So like a whole week, I've been doing like seven days.
Yeah, I missed like three JOs once this week.
Dude, I've been holding in like...
Just being tired.
Really?
Yeah, it's been good.
That's what I think I'm just so busy that... Dude, there's just no really...
I know you have a kid and you're working, but if I do one 45-minute Peloton...
That's it.
I'm exhausted for the day.
You can't come for 3 days. You're just Dick Cheney for the rest of the day. Well, it's like there's no good time because it's like I wake up in the morning. I'm not going to like... I have my daughter. I'm not going to like put her down and like go jerk off.
Yeah, you can't do that.
So there's no good time for that.
Oh, yeah, that's too. The kids have been over.
Yeah, yeah, exactly.
You can't jerk off when kids are in the house.
Exactly. It's weird.
Yeah.
It's weird too. I mean, you can.
You can.
But you got to be like in like stage four REM sleep.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Then it's like.
Yeah.
You start getting disgusted. All the porn's like my daughter. And I'm like, Jesus fucking Christ.
Yeah, it's
got to
be on complete silence. Yeah. If you have a kid, the daughter thing has got to be disgusting.
Or people get, or like they get into it. But I'm watching it just like, Jesus, what the fuck?
Never. I can never.
Give me some yoga pants squirt, dude. That's all I want.
Yoga pants squirt.
Give me a yoga pants squirt and let me go to bed.
Yeah. Oh, dude, okay.
Dude, the best, my friend would do, I think at the time it was heroin, but he would like have one beer and be like,
yeah.
He'd be like, dude, I'm just tired, man.
Yeah.
I'm like, nah.
Dude,
that Coors Light took me down.
That's when we realized my sister was doing it because it was at a Christmas party and she had like two glasses of wine.
Yeah.
And then we went to Sheetz. And when we were driving, my other sister was driving, came up to a red light, and my sister was sitting shotgun and had nodded off. Just smacked her head on the dash.
Oh.
And we were like, what? She's like, I'm just tired from the wine. We're like, you had one glass, dude.
Yeah. Something else.
You're on heroin.
Yeah.
That'd be fun.
That'd be nice for the Christmas party. Imagine like a nice sweater.
Holy fuck, dude. Cookies Christmas lights, just sitting there with all your family. You're on heroin.
Yeah. I don't know.
I give her credit. I mean, she stopped doing it, so
yeah,
that's a good run.
My kids gonna come out bad boy Bubby.
Wait, yeah, your kids how old right now?
Fuck, one. Man, like a month. Yeah, it's like a month right. And a week.
How old am I? I'm 32.
Yeah. Are you trying to unite the clans, bro?
I could unite the clans.
I thought you were marrying my sister.
Well, your sister hasn't even fucking called or texted me.
You have to court her, dude. You have to call my parents. They'll arrange a date, and they'll walk behind you with their hands behind their back, and you can walk around the compound and just tell her about all the cool stuff you know of and all the cool stuff you'll show her. Like, and then one time, I almost got a snail, and like, you know, I said some things, and they fired me. And then...
and then the tightwads.
Yeah, dude, let's
fucking...
Tightwads
fired me, and then different tightwads hired me. And then the tightwads thought that they could make money off me.
She'll look up at you innocently and be like, who are the tightwads? And you'll be like, my innocent darling, don't even worry about it. Let's just go. Let's walk down to that pond again your dad dug out of the fucking ground.
Mud pool.
They're just like
pool of mud.
He would try to fill it with fish, and every year a big snapping turtle would just murder all of his fish.
Yeah. Let's bring 15 people into this.
Oh, no. I'm saying to go to bed. They would all sleep in there.
I could see you doing that.
And then he would sing karaoke in front of all of them very seriously.
The dude, YouTube set up versions of that.
I show memes very seriously.
Yeah.
You would love karaoke. Nice. You would love karaoke, seriously.
Yeah.
If our whole group of friends was gayer, you'd be the happiest guy on earth.
Yes.
He'd be so delighted.
That's true. Well,
we're all like
karaoke myself.
We're all like, let's just sing tonight, guys. We don't need alcohol or to go out. Let's just sit around and sing. You'd be so happy.
You know, the one song that I really would like to get down, it's tough, but one bourbon, one scotch, and one beer.
It's pretty easy.
Oh.
No, because it's like when he...
You're saying to sing?
Is that James, or is that Thurgood?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Can you sing what you have so far?
Well, but...
It's good acoustics down here.
Yeah. No, because it's
don't
like
make... Let's just stop wasting time. You're going to sing it. Don't make me talk you into this. Let's just do it.
Let's just see where you're at. Yeah.
Well, but let's see. I forget. How's it start? It's like, oh, yeah. He's like, I want to tell you a story about the House Red Blues.
You got to get a little more guttery than that.
What?
You got to get a little more guttery than that.
All right. Yeah. Guttery is a good word, actually.
Yeah.
I want to tell you a story.
That's a little Hulk Hogan-y.
Yeah.
Now, but the
cold friend blues.
There it's getting close.
Yeah. Keep it going.
Come on. I can't see, this is the problem. I can't remember.
Yeah, you need the lyrics. You need the lyrics. Yeah, if you're doing Yoki, you need the lyrics for sure.
Hey, Siri, look up the lyrics to One Bourbon, One Scotch, One Beer.
I'm with this motherfucker for the next 3 months every day. You've been good, dude. You're 2 for 2.
Take out the cheaters.
You're 2 for 2 so far on days.
Two good days.
He has not been a little fucking baby once.
Out of how many?
Well, it's two.
How many do we have down the pipe?
What he considers being a baby is
40.
True. We should define terms. Yeah. What's a baby?
Going like, how are you doing? And I go, and then that's
me. That's the vibe. You can't crush the vibe. You got to be like.
When you're walking in the morning, be like, yo, what's up, Gerby babies. And he's like,
Shane, I'm not in the mood for your stuff today.
You go, okay, well, now you're going to get the worst version.
I learned my lesson. Yeah. You get the vibes are a real thing.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. You got to take a page from old black guys. They're the best at like in a morning salutation. Like, how you doing? It's always like, woke up today, didn't I?
Yeah.
I love old black guys in the morning, dude. They hit you with the best.
I did. Yeah. I basically had to do that in the shower this morning.
Yep.
I was being a baby. I was like, fuck, I'm going to wake up early. It's like, dude, I'm making a show with my friends. Why are you this gay? And then you get out of the shower and you see your naked fat body. And you go, I'm a big fat pussy.
Yeah.
What the fuck?
First thing in the morning.
Self-loathing and then getting out and seeing a tiny penis. You go, Jesus, we got to make some changes.
There's no way you have a tiny penis. Relax.
See those chest
pieces? What the hell?
For real, see these chest pieces? See these chest pieces? They were whittled perfectly. Yeah.
I've been hitting the cold plunge. I come back and take the shower. It's literally
the tiniest.
I think it's my born penis. I get my born penis.
Yeah.
It's crazy, dude. Yeah, like, dude, for sure, dude, coming out of the cold plunge. No problem. Just a pawn to be toppled.
Did you get the lyrics?
I did. I thought we were past it, huh?
Oh, we're not moving past that. You still have the Masters app.
Yeah.
You're not going back.
No, I know.
You're out.
That was but you could, because you could watch, you know, it's actually quite a good app for...
That's a review.
the Masters app. For 3 days a year,
I got a golf fantasy league if you want to join it.
Yeah.
Supposedly, I'm not in it. I just was told.
Golf fantasy league?
$100, yeah. I don't necessarily know how you would do that. Do you just pick one guy?
I've never done golf.
I've seen people do it. Yeah, you get a couple guys.
It's very interesting. It
depends how they.
It's interesting.
It's very interesting. That's interesting. It's interesting. I just never really heard of APAC. That's interesting. I never even thought about APAC. They're like, well, did you take money from it? No, it's just interesting.
The fact that you're bringing that up is very interesting. That was the best answer of all. The best politician.
That was nice.
Just non-answer was Gavin Newsom.
He was on a podcast and they're like, do you take money from APAC? And he's like, what's APAC? Oh, APAC. It's interesting you bring that up. That was it. They kept being like, why is it interesting? And he's like, no, it's just interesting.
Because I haven't heard about them and I haven't thought about them in forever. APAC.
Yeah, also, he's like bulletproof, honestly. It's kind of crazy.
Yeah.
He just walks through everything. Was at the French Laundry during COVID when everything was shut down. Then he pretended to be black with fucking the dude from the Pacers. was like, yeah, stack Wonder Bread this high. So you never did that.
Yeah.
Like, that's a weird, like, it's almost racist how bad that lie is.
Yeah.
You're just assuming all black dudes eat Wonder Bread.
He was claiming, I think, single mother. He was claiming single mother household, which I think technically he was rich.
Yeah, but wasn't his dad?
A minute, his dad was out of the picture.
Pelosi's his mommy.
No.
She took care of him. She adopted him.
Yeah, but I think then he got into like the cologne ads and shit. But I think before that, he's in like art photography or some weird shit. I don't
think he's that tough on him, honestly.
I like what he's up to.
I think the first right now.
No, they're not boots. They're just loafers.
Or for real, the heel is definitely that thick.
It just couldn't be further from the truth.
I'll take a picture and we'll add it to this. It
might be a centimeter. You know, it's not ideal. But the last year, because I wore work boots.
Yeah.
And he was like, you're trying to heighten? No.
He tries to heighten.
Literally he what got, I'd wear.
He got his shirts tailored.
They tailor them. Yeah. They tailor yours.
No.
Yes, absolutely.
No, they didn't. They tried to, and I said, no, just give me that one.
Okay, well, it's because your stuff fits you, but I have that weird body shit, so it like hangs over my hands.
My body's nuts, dude.
What? So, anywho, I said, give me, like, don't, you know, I want baggy clothes this year, and
it's very in style.
The baggy looks nice on you, honestly.
All right, thanks.
Yeah.
So, and then I got flat shoes, and then to him, they're still platform shoes. They're not.
I'm so excited to show you guys a picture of these fucking boots.
I can't wait. I got accused of hype maxing on stage by an old lady.
Really?
I had the Hokas on, and I was like talking about expensive purses, and she had an expensive. I didn't even notice, and she like
sick.
Got mad at me for bringing up designer bags and how much they cost, and she was like, "Well, you look at your shoes. Your knockoff shoes make you look taller." I was like, they're not Hokas. They're not knockoffs. I was like, you should just talk about my tiny penis if you want to hurt my feelings. I had to kick out like a 65-year-old lady. I felt terrible. She started to cry.
Whoa, no.
She started missed it up.
And started screaming.
She's trying to say you're stealing hype valor. You got to put her down.
Yeah. She could. There's nothing she could say to hurt me, though. I was like, yeah, I'm short. Girls hate it.
You got to go on one of those.
That's what I have to do.
You got to go on one of those podcasts.
Well, technically, I'm sub 6.
What are you, 5'11"?
5'10", sub
5'12".
6.
Oh, wow.
Sub 6. I'm a piece of fucking trash.
You're not a piece of trash, man.
I'm sub 6, dude.
That could be why you're fucking juicing as hard as you are.
Why? Because I'm sub 6. Because
you're sub 6. You have to juice, dude. You must be clanging and banging in there.
Sub 6. If I get a girlfriend, best believe it's an abusive relationship. That's the only way I can keep a girlfriend.
Fuck yeah. Fuck
psychologically yeah. Abusive relationship. That's the only way as a sub 6 I can keep a girl around.
I see them on Instagram every now and then.
What's that?
If you leave, you're hurting her. The guys that are like for real fucked up the girls. That's wild.
That's nice.
What do they say? If you leave, you're hurting.
Like, there's like, if you leave right now, you know I'm the only person that loves you. Everyone talks shit behind your back. I say that to fucking Jeebles all the time. I was like, this is why everyone talks shit behind your back.
It's a good move.
I'm gonna get into that Instagram content of like just making things like a girl's leaving, like my impassioned thing to keep her stay.
It's like that British guy that screams. Yeah, yeah. That shit rules.
He's gonna mistreat you.
She's tired. She's had enough. Can't keep working like this.
That's how Gerby, baby.
What's that?
What are you up to, boys?
Well,
let's talk about Instagram your square reel. Dancing.
What?
Let's talk about square dancing.
Square dancing? Sure. We can talk about square
dancing. Line dance. You should see this.
Line dance. Line dance.
That's you're nice. An eager beaver out there.
My what?
You're an eager beaver out there.
Yeah, I am an eager beaver. I made one thing and then Shane got all the. Hold on 1 second. But I was going to say about the Instagram reels, which, because I sent you the thing. Mine was like genuinely, I think. I mean, it was sending me stuff as if I was a girl.
What?
Yeah.
His algorithm thought he was a girl.
Why? Because, I entered the dating pool again.
Of course.
For sure.
And then I, like, immediately, like, this person that did like
he is that. Splashing.
Was really? That?
You got frog in the dating splash. Pool? You cannonballed into that fucking thing.
So, and then I suppose I was just,
he's
like,
making a wave on pool, certain dude.
Videos. And it's just like, girl, if he doesn't blah, blah, blah. It's like a bunch of stuff like that.
What?
Yeah, it's kind of funny.
That's Man, nice. That's awesome.
My yeah. favorite thing to do at work now is to show Gerby's brain rot.
Yeah.
He hates it. He has no idea what it is. I just hold it. I showed him like Crocodero, Bombadero, and he's just. I just don't get what's funny about this.
Yeah, it terrifies me that you find it funny.
I don't actually think it's funny. Well, I do think it's funny. It is funny.
Did you ever see the videos and they showed the homeless people?
It's, I swear to God, it's this.
It's the best. It's the
He's
best.
Like, what's his name? What's that alligator wearing shoes? Hey.
So the dating pool right now.
Yeah.
Back in apps.
He heads down to the honky tonk.
Yeah.
and he's learned the moves. He knows the dances.
Dude, that's the way to do it, though.
Like, yeah. Crazy.
Yeah, line dancing is a ton of fun.
Yeah, that's the way to do it.
Yeah.
Can you grind?
Can I what?
Do you grind on the girls during the line dance?
No, no.
Hands on hips, I guess.
Oh, no. It's not like...
Just, it's just like you're next to them. And
yeah.
What's the one where you lay on the floor and do patty cake?
I don't know.
You guys all sit on the floor across from each other.
Yeah.
Do you remember that?
Yeah.
What is that?
I truly don't know.
That's your favorite one. You like that? Pair up with a pretty girl. It was nice. I was jealous watching that.
How do you send a message?
What does that mean?
To like a woman that you're line dancing with.
How do you go? Hey, like, just take us to the next level.
Oh, you? I mean,
eye contact.
I think you just razzle her.
Yeah.
Dazzle her on the floor.
Afterwards, you go try and get a drink, and then just say, "What's going on?"
Evening, darling.
Yeah,
that's nice.
Stay healthy.
That's good, clean fun.
Hello, lovely. It's really fun. Have you ever gone?
I've never gone line dancing. I've salsaed a bit in my day.
Okay,
I have salsaed in college.
That's great.
Dude, it was psychotic.
So sick.
Salsa crazy.
So sick.
He would love salsas.
That's what I'm saying. You got to line dance is all right. Salsa is just purely sexual.
But right. But I need a partner, dude.
No, you can go
find a partner there.
Salsa.
You find plenty of partners line dancing.
Dude, it's all girls. True. Line dance.
It was crazy.
Yeah, you can get a million. Salsa is all girls. If you show up and you're a guy, they'll definitely salsa with you.
Okay.
And you'd wear a salsa outfit. I know you. You would definitely get into it. Fully, he'd have an unbuttoned.
That, I do 100%. Yeah.
You gotta go.
100%. He's got a cowboy hat now and boots.
That's two. Yeah,
You got two? There's another one?
Well, because the first one, everybody says this is a cowboy hat.
What do you mean?
It's a Stetson Open Runner 6X. It's like
Bobby Caldwell wears?
I don't know.
So what is this? What is it, like rounder on the top? What are we talking about?
It's not rounder. It's like cowboy at the top. It's only about 4 inches.
Yes, it's like a fedora.
No. It's not a fedora.
You're here to wear like the governor cap.
No, he doesn't.
Yeah.
He doesn't wear it. He doesn't wear it in public. He goes home. He puts it on and he talks to his cat. And he goes, "Get along, little doogie." And he goes home and wears it in front of the mirror for real.
That'd be Steve Gein.
Yeah.
Honestly. So it's cowboy short brim.
Yeah, and nobody, everybody just said, "That looks awful." So then I ordered
get a 10 gal.
What's that?
10 gallon.
Right.
Get a giant one.
So I got a regular one, and then everybody said, "That looks like a cowboy hat." So now I wear that one all the time.
Have you worn it
the stats?
In public? In public?
Not in public.
Just still at your
on
house.
The golf course?
I wear it at home, and then I mentioned it, but like when I work out, like always.
No. God damn it.
No, dude. There's something about dressing up like a cowboy, I swear to God. I went to a Western themed party. I put the gear on and was like,
I understand.
On a cowboy hat?
You wear a wife beater and a cowboy hat.
Work out that. If it's, I mean, it's a home gym. There's nobody else.
What music are you playing?
So
the Caribbean. 10% skill, 20%
Fort Minor.
Yeah.
There's a. If you.
You're like Rip from Yellowstone, bro.
What is that?
Rip?
Is that what he does?
He's a badass in Yellowstone. Yeah.
I need a picture of this.
So
please, tank top, cowboy hat, workout.
The one song that I really
like.
That's like
what a fifth grader would do.
Yeah, that's insane.
Look, it is what it is.
It's true.
It's how my brain likes to do it, and I'm doing it.
All right.
Because it's...
Stand for something or fall for anything. I'm behind you.
Yeah, thank you. Sure. I recognize how big of a douche I look at.
No.
I don't think so.
It's fun.
I think it's nasty.
And you're kind of shredded, so.
Yeah.
I don't know.
What are you hitting? Pull-ups? Like, what are you hitting in the hat?
Yeah, he rips pull-ups.
Yeah, I have a pull-up bar, and then but it's a cable machine. You know, like with two...
Bowflex?
No.
No, but you're just going, hitting those things.
Hitting those things.
Just what is the jam? What are you listening to?
So there's a line dancing song called Fake ID.
Damn.
From the movie Footloose, which I think your friend was in, Miles Teller.
Oh.
Yeah, the remake.
Nice.
And I could do that entire dance. It's advanced. I can do it.
Well.
Yeah.
Please.
No, not here. No, not right now. I mean, nothing. You're right.
Proper gear on
Shane,
right
I promise you before the show's over, I'll do it for you.
What was the song?
Fake ID.
Is it?
You can watch it on YouTube.
So the workout is you're playing the song, and so are you like lifting and then hitting the numbers real quick?
Yeah,
that's nice.
I bounce.
Dude,
around.
I see more people in the gym who hit like dance moves, like choreography like dance moves. Now it's not
gotta be.
That's the song.
Yeah, this is a song.
Damn.
Hey.
That's awesome.
Oh, yeah, you know it's good.
Oh, man. I can't believe you're wearing a tank top and a cowboy hat. Listen to that.
Yeah.
I like where you're at. I'm fired up. I'm just envious.
Here's the question.
You're free.
You're a free man. Truly free.
Say you know, you hit the square dance, bring a chica back home from the thing. Would you play some line dance while you guys are getting freaky?
We've been discussing this as well.
Yeah. What? Music?
Well, he's not afraid to hit the red light. He's got a red light. He'll turn on a red light.
Yeah, that's awesome. Actually,
in his bedroom for sex. And then
treat it like an Amsterdam. Then,
have you never tried? Have you? As
I could get into colored lighting, I'm not gonna lie. That would be sick.
And then he's not afraid to hit some 9-inch nails.
Nine inch nails.
Well, something like it.
Yeah.
Okay.
But aggressive stripper music.
But hold on a second. There's a larger conversation.
Nine inch nails is surprising. I'm not going to lie.
Nine inch nails is terrifying. Yeah. Dude.
I do actually hit 9-inch nails.
Coming out from the bottom of the bed in the red light. 9-inch nails.
For real, sleep paralysis.
Monster. That's right.
I actually read a book on how to eat your pussy just like.
Not 9-inch left. Now
your right leg over my shoulder.
So like,
I gotta go cough.
Yeah, go ahead.
Because I left that book out.
Oh god, so dude. Hold on, you gotta hear this. We're doing we're filming some at his house. So they did like a location scout to check his house out, and he's sick as fuck.
Jordan,
he left his How to Eat Pussy book out open on the couch. On the couch. So when the whole crew no, he should have said he was joking.
Yeah.
Instead, he was in his room while they were looking because he's sick. And then they told me they heard him. Oh, my God. They told me they heard him go, shit. And then he came out and grabbed his eating pussy book. And they said it was like 5 pages left. Which means he was reading
it through
when somebody rang the doorbell. I was like, oh.
Oh.
Hello.
Hey, guys. We need the book.
It's called She Comes First. He sent me passages. It's a disturbing read.
What?
She Comes First.
Written by a man or a woman? It's got to be written by a woman.
I used to watch all that shit when I was on YouTube. I would just like how to make out with a girl, how to grind.
Yeah.
For any dancers, trying to get as much as I could in the novel.
No, I remember
Ian Kerner wrote it.
So, dude,
it's probably She Comes First.
That is a papaya.
The Thinking Man's Guide to Pleasuring a Woman. You're a thinking man.
So, yeah, explain the book. I want to know the book.
Utterly humiliating.
No, it's, dude, who wouldn't want to know more about, you know?
No, but everybody came over because I had cleaned.
Yeah,
the entire house was clean.
Yeah.
Except for, like, that book on my couch.
That's a statement.
It was a real statement to the rest of the cast.
Yeah.
Or the crew. The whole crew saw it. This guy means business. That's a thinking man that's ready to eat some
butt. First thing I said to them, I said, I'm so sorry, don't tell Shane.
They all told me, every single person.
Do you hit him with the rodent where you're just like this? Like
the thinking man.
Classic thinking man shirts. I mean, you never really thought to rest your hand on your chin. That would be ultimate support.
That would help.
You
learn that is like it evaded you this whole time.
That what?
What has like evaded you that you got from this book?
That
positioning is very important. Both of you need to be physically... Your bodies need to be comfortable because you're in it for the long haul.
It's like welding.
Yeah. Oh, the build up sort of stuff.
Yeah.
And then like, what?
Yeah, I was at.
What's the build up?
Like, I would just go straight
for. You go right in.
Clear. Yeah.
Like a hungry dog.
Yeah.
They put the food bowl out. You go.
That's right.
But now, you know, you got to be.
All guilty.
Around.
Oh, yeah. The trough comes out.
Can't get to it.
Yeah.
It's happening.
And then just understanding that you can, like, you can use your gum to create pressure on the top, like, not the clitoris itself, but the top of the clitoris.
Your gum?
Pulsing your gum, yeah. Like your top gum. So you could create pressure there.
My dog will bite.
You talking about sucking on it?
No.
Explain this. You're putting your gum.
Like pinning it down a little bit.
Yep, you're pinning it down. And then you're using your two fingers, which I can't do, which is, it kills me.
No, okay. You got one wild one.
Yeah, so you, but you can then like, you know, put pressure on the G-spot from under as you're like create pressure downward with your gum and then lick
it. It's over, yeah.
Yes,
it's over. Pinned down, it's over.
She's got it pinned down. Right. She can't go anywhere. And fucking, I want to fuck you like an animal.
Oh, hold on, hang on. So I don't play Nine Inch Nails.
So what was it? What do you play?
Well, so there was one song that I found very sexy. Hanzo. I had been on like an OnlyFans, you know, this person I had subscribed.
Lonely Fans, yeah.
What's that?
Lonely Fans.
Lonely Fans. I was a